Thank you. Mr. Rillman, which city departments are in most need of an overhaul?
First of all, I'd like to thank the Hour and the Chamber of Commerce, and I'd also like to remind everybody today is the one-year anniversary of Sandy, and remember the victims of that event. As far as the city departments that are most in need of overhaul, I believe that we need to work to make the Redevelopment Agency and the Planning and Zoning Agency work more closely together, as opposed to working against each other, because I think a lot of the things that happen, when I go around and speak to different individuals within the community, it always sounds as if it's very difficult to do business. I spoke to a gentleman the other day, and he said in Bridgeport it took him 8 months to become a preferred developer, where in Norwalk it took him 3.5 years. I think that's a little long, and I think that's excessive, and I think that's what causes some of the things that are happening as far as people not investing in Norwalk and the development projects not moving forward.
Richard? Well, I disagree, obviously. We've had a record increase in the number of zoning and building permits, and everybody I talk to who wants to follow the law and understands procedures has nothing but good things to say about our zoning. Our redevelopment agency has worked well, and as Harry mentioned, the one-year anniversary, you want to talk about the departments working well together. This city handled that storm as well as any city in the Northeast. We had shelters, we had DPW working with planning and zoning, we had workers from those departments trying to help us at the shelter. Every department did what they had to do, and that is why Norwalk did so well during those terrible times. Any department can improve, any human being can improve. But this city is running, it's functioning well. I'm in that building every day. I know what it takes to run the city, and I know how well our departments do.
Okay, thank you. Next question goes to Kristen Okeson, and it will be in response for Richard Mosher first, followed by Harry Rowney. Kristen.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
I spoke to a resident that just moved to Norwalk about 6 months ago. They noted that you had been mayor for the last few years. However, they were wondering if you could tell us the top five things you've done in your time as mayor that would help a new resident understand why they should vote for you.
Well, the first four was getting elected four times. It's kind of hard to say the top. I think our emergency planning, our improvement in the schools, our improvement in the unemployment rate, our redevelopment projects finally moving forward after the worst recession since the Depression. I don't know if that's five, but I stand on my record. I believe that this city has moved forward. I will tell you that I had a woman yesterday in this very building come up to me and said, Mayor, 8 years ago I moved to Georgia. I came back to visit. I just want to tell you, I cannot believe the progress that this city has made. It's like a beautiful new city. I'm very proud to know that I once lived in Norwalk, and I'm telling all my friends what a great city, and she's down in Georgia. So I'll stand by what we've accomplished, including our AAA bond rating and our low unemployment rate.
Okay, Harry.
Thank you. I've heard somebody say that it's not what has happened in Norwalk over the past 8 years, but it's what has not happened that could have. We have stalled development projects that need to get moving forward. I know that this is going to be the economy. Well, the economy was good in 2006, 2007, and most of 2008. 2011, we had four groundbreakings. Since that time, not much has happened. Waypoint is finally moving forward. We've missed revenue streams from some of these stalled projects that would take some of the tax burden off the homeowner's shoulders. And I find that that's something that we need to focus on. Our grand list last year was $12.8 billion. This year it's 12.5. A city has to grow a grand list, not reduce it. So we lost $300 million in revenue stream.
Okay, Christy Olds, your question to Harry Rillman.
You mentioned today is the one-year anniversary of Sandy. Can you give, there are still a number of people in Norwalk still working to recover. Can you give one specific example of what the city needs to change to better prepare and then recover from the next big storm?
It's always hard to prepare for something like that because you never know what's coming down the road. And I have had many experiences with storms and hurricanes and so forth. So you're pretty much, the first catastrophe of any disaster is the operational plan, because you just can't plan for everything. There is no perfect plan. There's only perfect planning. So You have to come on to, you have to look at the recovery and continuity of business, continuity of operations. And that's very, very difficult. But one of the things I found in some of the surrounding communities, they said that after the hurricane, after the blizzard, the community went around and gave them brochures on how to get services, how to get information, how to find where you can get the help that you need to recover. They said in Norwalk that didn't happen. So that's one thing that I think we need to do. We need to go around to the neighborhoods during the recovery process and help them understand where they can get the services that they need in order to get the help to recover from the disaster.
Okay, Richard.
That last statement I won't say is misleading. It's just coming up a little short on the truth. We did do all that, and we recovered quite well. We had an emergency plan in place that reacted as well as any city in the Northeast. We opened a shelter that fed over 1,000 people. I personally toured with some of our police officers, with our emergency people. Our shelter was up and running. We had planning, we had after planning. We've had representatives from FEMA, from the state, the governor. We went around, we solicited people who needed help. We did all of that. And it's true, you can't plan for every emergency. But I'll stand by the record that this city had during two hurricanes and a major snowstorm. And while every other city was still stalled 10 days after that snowstorm, business areas in Norwalk were up and running in 3 days.
Okay. Jared, your question for Richard.
Mr. Mayor, the situation at Norwalk Social Service Agency is quickly disintegrating. What do you wish you had done differently leading up to this point? And what is the mayor's role going forward?
I wouldn't have done anything differently. If you're talking about NEON, let's put it on the table. I did not cause the problems at NEON. The federal government said they were mishandling their money. The federal government shut them down. The state of Connecticut has withdrawn funds from them. Some of their private funders have withdrawn. While they continue to draw large six-figure salaries, people are being furloughed and laid off, and they're told that the only reason this happened is because the city didn't do enough for them. I'm doing as much as I can. I have asked NEON to cooperate with the feds, to share their license, to allow the Head Start to move forward. I did not stand out here in the hallway demonstrating and screaming and yelling, "Where's Moshe?" and "Save our schools." I'm doing what I have to do, working with the federal government. I will stand by that. I have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers of this city.
Okay, Harry.
Well, here's where we disagree. NEON is a private-public sector partnership. And as such, a third of the board are elected officials, appointed by the mayor, appointed by the council. It seems that in 2011, NEON was a train wreck. And if I have people that are on the board representing me, you think I would know, and I would step in and try to figure out what we need to do to fix this, not step back and take a hands-off approach and not do anything to try to help it. Now, as a result of that, we have nearly 200 young children whose Head Start program is in jeopardy. Parents who may not be able to go to work because their children cannot go to school. So it's not that you, it's not what you do and what you, it's what you don't do. And as a mayor, you need to step in and you need to sit down at the table and figure out, okay, what's wrong? How do we fix it before it implodes?
Okay, Kristen, your question for Harry.
Mr. Rilling, Norwalk has had a high crime rate over the last couple of years. However, over the last year or so, it seems like the crime has gone down a little and that there seems to be a more community feeling with the Norwalk Police Department. Is this to be attributed to the new police chief and Mayor Moshe working together, or from policies and procedures you had in place before you resigned?
Well, these things happen over a period of time, and I always made it clear that I was not going to take responsibility for total responsibility for a reduction in crime, because crime is going to go back up. We know it's cyclical, and it has us. So if I was going to take credit for a reduction, I'd certainly have to take the blame when crime goes back up. And believe me, it is cyclical. We have had many programs in place, and one of the things of which I'm most proud, when I took over the police department, there was a complete disconnect between the police department and several aspects of the community. I started a monthly chief's night out, and I met with people in the community, and I brought my administrative staff with me. That did a tremendous amount to build a good understanding and confidence with each other, and we got to know each other. And so those things started, and they continue to this day. I applaud the new chief. I was glad that he was appointed. He's doing a wonderful job. And just for the record, and I know people don't like statistics, but between 1995, when I took over, in 2010, crime in Norwalk dropped 48%. Now, there are still people who feel that they're not safe, and we need to work with them to make them feel safe and do everything we can to help them.
Richard.
Thank you. Real fast on NEON. Maybe Howard's not familiar with this, but when they had the reorganization, the mayor no longer appoints. The board was personally selected by a group of people, including the state. The old procedures of the mayor appointing one-third was no longer in place. I didn't have that appointment power anymore. But it's fine. I understand you don't know all the issues, so I thought I'd update you on that. As far as the police department goes, I've always said I respected Harry Rowland's service as a chief. Would never take that away from him. But we have put some new things in place that I think needed to happen. Not a criticism of his performance, but an observation that things could have been a little more consistency of discipline, a little more outreach with the community, some new enforcement areas that we wanted to concentrate, and also having more police presence and trying to deal with the homeless population in a legal way to get them off the street and get them to the shelter. So there have been changes made, but this is not a criticism. I respect his years of service as a police chief.
Okay, thanks. Christy, your question. Richard, mother.
Mayor, when people talk about development, many people point to Stamford as a city that gets projects done while they sometimes linger in the planning phases in other cities, not just Norwalk. What can be done here in Norwalk to help move those proposed developments forward?
Well, I keep hearing about the proposed developments that are stalled. 95-7 is moving. Go up to Norton Place, look at Cervalis. Pepperidge Farm did a 34,000 square foot expansion. FactSet has received state tax credits, are adding more people to the job. The one project that seemed to be stalled is POCO on Wall Street. And Governor Malloy and the state gave him $5 million. He hasn't moved it forward. It is not the city's problem if developers run into financial problems. We can assist and we can look. We see now that 95-7 has a new developer coming into town, and Mr. Rilling, who voted against the Norwalk North Water Street project that will reinvigorate North Water Street, is now questioning the new developer, a multi-billion dollar company coming in. Look, development is important. We're moving forward. We must be doing something right. Again, it's 6.6% unemployment rate, still maintaining a AAA bond rating.
Okay, Harry.
Well, again, the mayor is misinformed because I did not vote against the North Water Street property. I voted against them allowing 11 units of affordable housing being taken off the property. So let's make sure we understand that. And again, the mayor says, well, it's not the city's problem. This isn't the city's problem. It is the city's problem because we have missed out, again, significant tax revenue from these stalled projects. 2011, for groundbreakings, the only one that's moving forward right now is Waypoint, and you still haven't seen a single tax dollar increase from Waypoint. And we have lost money on our grant list. It can't be any more clear than that. We cannot keep saying that it's not the city's problem. We need to work with everybody. We need to have a strong leadership, a proactive leadership at the table with the individual stakeholders to make sure that we do what's right and get everything moving. And if something's broken, we try to fix it.
Okay, Jared, your question for Harry.
Mr. Rilling, you've received a lot of union endorsements this year, some from unions that have never endorsed before. Will they have your ear if you're elected? Why or why not?
Everybody in the city of Norwalk will have my ear. I want to be a proactive mayor. Now, these unions came to me. I did not solicit their input, their support. They came to me, and over and over and over again, I heard the same thing. We are not included in things that have an impact upon us. We feel that we're not being treated with civility, and that is all we're asking. They have asked nothing more than that, and I am honored that I've served 17 years as a team member with the Norwalk Police Department. After 17 years, you have tendencies to maybe anger people, And they decided that they felt I was the person they wanted to continue in the mayor's office and to be working with them. The firefighters, the DPW unions, the teachers' supervisors union, Council 4, so many different people came and said, look, we feel that the workers in this city are not being treated with civility and respect, and we feel you're the guy to do it.
Okay, Richard. Thank you. Well, first of all, part of the civility and respect is giving fair contracts, and I find it interesting that the firefighters received a four-year contract that they signed, and after they signed, they weren't happy with it. We're still negotiating with the police. The DPW had a contract. The other city unions had contracts in which they made sacrifices, like everybody in this room has had to make, but they still received pay raises. You see, sometimes with unions, the definition of respect is when you go to the table, they say, if you don't give me everything I want, you don't respect me. That's not true. I treat everybody with respect. But there are times you're going to differ on negotiations. I also have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers of this city to balance the needs of the unions with the needs of the taxpayers. And I come, many people come to me and say, how can they complain? They have a job, they have benefits second to none. And I will tell you, if you really want to believe that my opponent did not reach out to the unions, not only do I have a bridge in Brooklyn, but I'll sell you the Barclays Center where the Brooklyn Nets were.
Okay, next is Kristen for Richard Moshe.
Mayor Moshe, let's talk about schools. The Board of Ed up until the last couple of years has been a bit of a disorganized group. And our reputation of not being a good school system has been the perception throughout Fairfield County. How do you respond to that, and what is your plan with the superintendent to correct this reputation? And do you feel the school system is heading in the right direction?
Well, I do, and Connecticut Magazine does. We were rated the second best city, but we are also rated number one for the major cities for our educational achievements. And I'll stand by that. Yes, there's been some turmoil in the Board of Education, but that was bipartisan. Both parties dealt with that. And nobody chased the superintendent out of town. We had Sal Corda, we had a couple interims, and then Dr. Marks decided, because of some pressure and some terrible words spoken about her about the union, from the unions, she decided to leave. We now have Dr. Rivera. We've restored many of the positions that were cut. Through the efforts of this administration and Tom Hamilton and finance, we straightened out their financial problems where they were shorting and inappropriate spending and no controls. We've done a good job. I don't accept the premise that Norwalk school system is second rate. Not according to Connecticut Magazine, and not according to the people of this great city.
Okay, Harry?
I also believe that we have a wonderful, wonderful school system, but the fact remains that we had five superintendents in the last 7 years. You don't leave a position because you're not making enough money or you're not receiving benefits. You leave because you're not getting the support necessary to do your job. I will be a proactive mayor if Dr. Rivera, who I'm very, very proud of and very happy to have him on board because he's a man of significant accomplishment, when he goes to Hartford to seek extra money, I will be by his side. When he reaches out to foundations and corporations for private corporate dollars, I will be by his side working with him and supporting him. You don't go to Hartford and say, well, you know, we didn't get any money, so we came back and that's it. You go back and you go back again and you go back again and you go back again until they sit up and take notice and they say it's time to start giving Norwalk the money that they are entitled to. 47% of our students are entitled to free or reduced cost lunch. That should send a loud message to Hartford that we need help and we're not getting it.
Okay, Christy, your question to Harry.
We're going to stay on education for a minute. You mentioned the ECS funding and going to Hartford to fight for more money. With that battle not really seeming to come to an end and a restructuring of how ECS is handed out, how do you push the city schools to new heights without overburdening your taxpayers?
Well, again, the thing that needs to happen, you need to get corporate and foundation funding. You need to find partners and help to fully fund the school board. Dr. Marks brought in $5 million from a grant. Dr. Rivera has already started applying for a grant from a foundation of $8 million. Yes, you can't put the entire burden on the shoulders of the homeowners, but also, when you start these development projects and they start moving forward and you grow the grand list instead of having it shrink, that's when you start bringing in more tax revenue and you can fully fund the Board of Education. We had a $4 million shortfall in the Board of Education that finally was resolved, but during that time, they had to lay off library aides, they had to stop some sports programs and stop some vital programs that were helping our children. That cannot continue.
Richard? Well, first of all, this administration found that $4 million shortfall because of their inefficient handling, and they have done much better up there. And the several of those school superintendents were interim. They were hired for that purpose, interim. They weren't permanent superintendents. But I'll tell you what, you talk about ESAS funding and just going to Hartford. I would suggest you talk to your good friend Governor Malloy and tell him to start treating Norwalk fairly and the Democratic legislature that controls the budget up there. For years, we have been shortchanged on ECS funding. And I have been up there. I've been on bus trips with parents and students. I've been up there numerous times talking to legislators. We got a slight increase, but it's interesting. Governor Malloy, who was one of the instigators of the lawsuit against Governor Rell to get more funding for schools, has now reversed himself and sent in attorney generals to fight the same lawsuit to get equal funding for the cities that he first started. You can't have it both ways. You go to Hartford, you work hard, but it's up to the delegation to deliver those goods to Norwalk. And I have done that. I've tried to do that. I would suggest we talk a little bit more to Governor Malloy and the Democratic legislators.
Okay, Jared, your question for Richard.
Mayor Motor. What will be your biggest challenge if reelected, and how will you address it?
Well, the first biggest challenge is to get reelected, obviously. The biggest bridge, I think, continue to move forward on NEON. I also think how we can continue the progress in Norwalk, continue to attract new businesses, and also to continue to work on early childhood education as we try to expand those programs. The difficulty, again, is that early childhood is expensive, and we're going to need state help on that. But I believe continue the advancement, continue to lower unemployment rate, continue to drop the crime rate, continue to have record number of zoning and building permits applied for. I believe if we continue to move in the direction we're moving, maintaining our AAA bond rating, holding our tax increases to a reasonable level, that we will continue to attract more businesses in North. And by the way, our grant list dropped 0.25%. Stanford dropped several billion dollars, the town that everybody points to.
Okay, Harry.
But our grant list did drop. And Stanford is now engaged in one of the biggest development projects in their history. So the economy is not really an issue there. I think one of the biggest challenges is trying to meet with the redevelopment agency, get the planning and zoning all on board, working together, and get these projects moving forward. We have, again, stalled development projects, and that's going to be one of the priorities. And I guess you meant if I was elected, not reelected. So, but anyway, that is one of the biggest challenges that we have facing us so that we can take some of the burden off the shoulders of the homeowners. They're being unduly taxed for the amount of services they're receiving, and we have to turn that around. Still, instead of growing our grant list, the grant list dropped, and that's a concern for everyone.
Okay, Kristen, your question for Harry.
South Norwalk sees a high turnover in small businesses that tend to have a hard time thriving in the area. Do you have ideas on how you can help the South Norwalk business area become more appealing and financially profitable?
I've met with the South Norwalk business owners, and universally they say our business is down 33%. People in other communities are eating our lunch. People are moving out, the businesses are starting to fail. We just lost Sassafras after 30 years being down in South Norwalk. A lot of it has to do with simple things like parking. The parking in South Norwalk needs to be changed so that the people that go down there don't go in and have a dinner and come out and find a $25 or $50 parking ticket on their car. Those are the things that these business owners universally say are chasing them away. Also, these streets in South Norwalk, if you walk down and look at the streets, there's grass growing out of the between the gutter and the curb. The streets are filthy with broken bottles and cans that are crushed and cigarette butts. It's simple things, these quality of life things that are so simple to take care of and virtually cost nothing.
Okay, Richard.
Well, first of all, if that's happening on the street, and I own the restaurant, we know where all that litter is coming from. You would think they'd take a little pride and clean it up themselves. There is some self-reliance there. We have made many efforts in parking. We've also given them extra police service over the years through federal grants, additional police coming into South Norwalk. And again, if we look at Connecticut Magazine, they say we're one of the best cities in the state for leisure activities, including restaurants. Every business has problems. There are people in this room, small business, large business, during the last several years, have had to face the problems with the economy. Now, people say, well, it's gotten better. It's gotten a little better, but it's not where it should be. So what we can continue to do is have our priest presence, and if there is that problem litter, all they have to do is call customer service, 854-3200, ask for some assistance. We have a neighborhood preservation person, David Shockley, will go in and bring the star volunteers to go and clean up. We'll remove graffiti. We can't do it all on ourselves. They have to work with the parking authority. They have to take some responsibility for themselves. But whatever I can do, I have been there. We try to work with them. We will continue to work with them.
All right, Christy, your question to Richard.
Mayor, what do you feel is the city's biggest asset, and how do you build on using that?
City's biggest assets are its people. We have a wonderful, diverse community that's very giving, very sharing. Second to none for the veterans, and second to none when it comes to giving to assist their fellow, whether it's a hurricane or the snowstorm. I think we build on that. We build the pride in Norwalk. We don't divide people along ethnic lines. We include, and I believe that that is the biggest strength of this city, is the people, its heart, its soul, its devotion to Norwalk. And I trust in them, and I hope they'll trust in me for two more years.
Great. Eric?
I hope they'll trust in me too, and I have no rebuttal because I believe that the people, the diversity of this community is what makes it the wonderful community that it is.
Okay, Jared, your question to Harry.
Okay, we'll stick with diversity then. You've campaigned heavily with Latinos. You said they don't feel welcome in City Hall. What is one real thing you would do or change to make them feel welcome?
Well, if you look at the boards and commissions in the city of Norwalk, there's over 220 board appointments that are made in the city. And at last count, I believe there was 15 Latinos that were on those boards and commissions. There is no African American currently assigned to the redevelopment agency. So those are things that you need to do in a change. You need to make sure that people feel that they're welcome because they're represented by making the City of Norwalk boards and commissions look like the makeup of our community. Our population is diverse. We have 25% Latinos in the City of Norwalk. We need to make sure that the boards and boards and commissions represent them. We have a large African American population. Pick people that are that people can feel comfortable dealing with, and it's a simple thing to fix that problem.
Okay, Richard.
Well, once again, I believe we do have an African American woman on a redevelopment agency, but that's okay. Statistically, Norwalk appears to be the most fertile spot in the state for middle-class Latinos. That's not me talking, that's the Connecticut Latino publication just 1 month ago. By suggesting that Norwalk has a bias against Latinos, Harry is not only wrong on a fact, but really, it's an insult to the thousands of Norwalk citizens and at City Hall that welcome the diversity of culture and race. I have tried, the chairman of redevelopment is a Latino. Latest appointment to parking authority is a Latino. But you have to understand something, that this is a city and the mayor has to represent all people in this city. And when we start trying to divide along those lines and imply that Latinos walking into City Hall are not treated unfairly, when we have many, many programs for Latinos in this city, it's just not right, and it's really not fair to the hardworking people that he said he cares about so much at City Hall.
Okay, Kristen, your question to Richard.
This would be your fifth two-year term as mayor. Why do you think voters should elect you to another two-year term? Tell us what's next for the city. What does the next 2 years look like? And as a follow-up, do you feel the city should switch from a two-year term to a four-year term for both mayor and common council?
I think we talked about that, the future of the city, in the previous questions. Could you repeat the question again, though? Because there was a lot of questions in that question.
Sorry.
Okay.
Why do you feel that voters should elect you to another two-year term. Can you tell us what's next for the city? What does the next 2 years look like? And if you have time, do you think that we should switch from a two-year term to a four-year term for both mayor and common council?
Okay. I believe I've answered what I look forward in the next 2 years and what we want to continue to grow and why people should vote for me again. When you come up here, you're asking people to vote because you have to tell them that they have to have confidence in your leadership. And I believe I've led this city well during this very, very difficult economic times. I don't think there's any city in the Northeast that has fared as well as Norwalk. We don't have double-digit unemployment. We don't have mass exodus of the city. Our population actually increased in the last census. Our school systems will continue to improve. Our services to the community will continue to improve. And I will continue spending money, as I have, on road and infrastructure, over $30 million the last 6 years. And I know if I went to Mr. Rilling's condo complex, I could finally find a crack in the sidewalk there too. But you know, that's not how you run a city, trying to find little individual areas wrong. We're doing well overall, and I ask for their vote one more time because I want to continue that.
Okay, Harry.
Well, I guess again, not reelected, but elected. And I believe the question is, do you feel that Norwalk over the past 8 years has progressed in the right direction? Has there things that have happened that should be happening? And if not, then what do we do about it? I believe that there are things that need to be corrected. I believe that there are things that have gone unattended to, and I know the mayor will make light of the fact that we did an op-ed on potholes and cracked sidewalks, but those are the small quality of life things that go unaddressed and that people will get the feeling that nobody cares because nobody's out there doing what's supposed to be done. I went around and it was only after so many people said to me, look, you know, if you go on our street or you drive on this street, the potholes are horrible. Drive down Scribner Avenue. Those are things that need to be addressed. And I don't believe that the things that are important to the city of Norwalk are being addressed. No development, the Board of Education, and I believe that we can do better. And I think I'm that person that can bring the leadership to the table that is going to be a proactive, hands-on mayor, not sit back and say, I'm sorry, that's not my job.
Okay, Christy, your question to Harry.
We're going to follow up on what the second half of Kristen's question about the changing of the term from 2 years to 4 years. Many other cities in Connecticut, it is a four-year term, and from what those mayors say, it allows them more time to get things done versus campaigning and running for re-election every 2 years. Would you support changing it to 4 years, and do you think that would be something the city should consider doing?
I think it's a very interesting concept, and I've discussed that many times, and I've thought about it many times. I think Richard would probably agree that you're running every other year and it's very, very difficult. And so once you get elected, you have a year to get started and then you turn around and you're running for re-election again. So it's very difficult. So I think it's something that we really should explore. As far as the Common Council goes, I think we should explore four-year terms perhaps with staggering terms so that we don't lose the entire Common Council at one time if that were to happen. And so it's something that I would certainly look into and probably would give it good support.
Okay, Richard.
I support a four-year term prior to me being mayor. I would support a four-year term after I'm not mayor again, but after this term finishes when I'm reelected. I think, though, the great part about our charter is that the people have the opportunity to vote on it. If someone will have the courage to put it forward, to put the four-year terms forward through a charter revision, through the council process, then put it on the ballot for the people to vote. Now, most of the people I've talked to, I agree with Harry, that say it should be a four-year term. Talking to other mayors around the state and around the country, most of them have four-year terms. So the two-year term is a difficulty, and I agree it should be looked at, but the ultimate deciders will be you, the voters in this room that are Norwalk residents.